Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on April 30 regarding Thomas Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D. Thomas Barnard is a 66-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 12-24-20. Bit a golf cart drove into his leg and pinned it against an immovable object. Bit as a result, he believes he injured his right tibia and fibula. Bit was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his diagnosis to be fracture of the right tibia and fibula. These were repaired surgically with rod and screws on 12-25-20. Period completed his course of active treatment in August 2021. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner provided us with copies of the x-rays post surgery. A pair of these showed a long rod stemming from the proximal tibia with three screws in it. Paired distally at the ankle were two more screws running between the tibia and fibula. Period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Barnard was seen at the emergency room on 12-24-20, period. They noted he had a history of a left hip fracture and total hip arthroplasty done 3 years ago, but he also had a 40-year smoking history. Period. He was hit by a golf cart at work that day and felt immediate pain in the right lower extremity and inability to bear weight on it. Period. He underwent x-rays that revealed a displaced right tibia and fibula fracture. Period. He had an orthopedic consultation done by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. Period. The plan was for operative intervention. Period. On 12-25-20, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He followed up postoperatively with Dr. Ahmed, concurrent with physical therapy. Period. X-rays show the fractures are reduced and the hardware is in good position. Period. Diagnoses were pain of the right fibula as well as closed displaced segmental fracture of the shaft of the right tibia. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Ahmed continued through 10-12-21. Period. Repeat x-rays were performed. Period. On this visit, she actually saw Dr. Krieg, K-R-I-E-G. Period. X-rays of the right tibia showed her fracture was well healed and was remodeling, but there was no change in the hardware or the alignment. Period. She walks with a slightly stiff-legged gait on the right. Period. All muscle groups of the right lower extremity fired and had intact light touch sensation. Period. Knee range of motion was 0 to 135 degrees. Period. She was 5 months status post intramedullary nailing of the right segmental tibial fracture, from which she was doing well. Period. She was 10 months status post intramedullary nailing of the right tibial fibula fracture that was healed, with continued sense of poor stability slash lack of trust in the function. Pretty encouraged her to continue to increase activity as tolerated. Pretty did not think further physical therapy would be likely to yield significant benefit. Pretty was clear to return to work full duty and to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed bony prominence on the shin, 2 inches below the inferior pole of the patella. Period. There was healed surgical scarring. measuring 2 inches in length on the distal medial right leg, but there was also a healed scar more proximal at the knee, period. Right ankle dorsiflexion was to 15 degrees, period, motion of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full and was fierce without crepitus or tenderness, period. There was healed surgical scarring about the left hip, period. She was tender to, I guess it's a he, I'm sorry. He was tender to palpation at the right fibular head, proximally and laterally. Period. This likely also included the tibia. Period. Feet and ankles normal, knees normal. Lumbosacral inspection revealed a midline 2-inch longitudinal scar consistent with prior surgery. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 12/24/20. Thomas Barnard's right leg was struck by a golf cart while working. Period. Was seen at Einstein emergency room the same day and was diagnosed with fractures of the right lower leg. Period. He underwent surgical repair of them on 12/25/20. Period. He followed up postoperatively with Dr. Ahmed and his colleagues over the next few months. Period. Serial x-rays confirmed healing. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Period. Mr. Barnard evidently submitted to a second surgery in approximately October 2021, but we were not in receipt of that operative report. Period. New paragraph, this case will be rated for the diagnosis of right tibia and fibula fracture treated surgically using the 6th edition of the AMA guides. Period. This will take into account his physical exam, which only showed minimally decreased range of motion about the right ankle. Period. He has been able to return to his full-duty job as a mechanic, speaking to his high functionality. Period. He completed a pain disability questionnaire and AAOS lower limb outcome scale. These reflect relatively low levels of symptomatic limitations. Period. He did ambulate with a physiologic gait and did not require an orthotic or other supportive device to do so. Period. End.